reference to somebody, it'll be something pretty bad.
Yeah, somebody, a lot of times they will, because that person is just plain common, you know, they're not up to the usual standards of certain societies.
Okay. What about the phrase lively? You might, if you were speaking to somebody, say, she's quite lively.
Well,
would you be talking about an older person or a young person or what?
Well, it could be an older person that's lively as well as a young person. Could be either one. Any person that's full of vivacity, you know, peppy and mm-hmm. full of life and moves around easily and so forth, then usually consider them lively.
Okay, what about if a child wakes up in the night and there's not a light on or anything and he starts crying, you might say, well, he must be
scared.
Okay. A child who is who doesn't like the dark and cries whenever he wakes up and there's not a light on, you might say he is.
But he's just plain scared of the dark.
Okay. What about the term afraid? Do you ever use the term?
Afraid, yeah. He's afraid of the dark, okay. Scared of the dark.
You'd say, if a person is not afraid of the dark now, but he was in the past, you might say, well John is not afraid of the dark now, but he
used to be.
Okay.
And he's overcome that habit.
And so you'd say he was not afraid now, but
he used to be.
Okay. If he is afraid now and wasn't in the past, you'd say, well, he's afraid of the dark now, but
he's...
Would you ever use the term, didn't used to be?
Didn't used to be, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you mean as if he had acquired it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That he's acquired it lately, or recently he's acquired it.
The opposite, if a person is kind of fidgety and moves around a lot or is kind of nervous about something, you say, well, there's no reason for you to be so
nervous or fidgety.
Okay, you ever use the term uneasy?
Uneasy, yeah.
Or you might say, don't be so...
Don't be so uneasy or don't be so fidgety.
Okay. The opposite of careful is...
Careless.
Okay. You ever hear the word queer used for a strange or?
Yeah, it's used to denote something that's peculiar.
Okay.
It's a person that used to be referred to as a queer person.
Okay. What about the word touchy?
Touchy.
What would that mean?
Well, we usually refer to somebody that's rather sensitive. We say, well, they're very touchy about certain things. And very sensitive is what we're talking about.
I see. What do you say when a person's angry? You say, well, he sure was...
He sure was mad.
If you were trying to calm somebody down, a person who's uneasy about something, you might say, well, just, would you say, what,
calm? Just relax, keep calm.
Okay.
Think everything will work out all right.
When you've been out all the way working, like you've been working today, and at a sale or something, you might say, well, I sure am
tired.
Okay. Or if you're, the normal term would say be tired, what would you say if you real, to mean a real strong term?
Well, you just say you're just completely worn out.
Okay. Somebody was well one day, and the next day was very sick. You say, well, I don't know what happened, just all of a sudden he...
All of a sudden he just...